This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Focus on your favorite farmer and your food. Yes, the food and farm conversation that we have every week on the American Family Farmer. Find past archived conversations that we've had. Mostly, I'm here to delve into some of the news of the week that affects family farms. We'll have a conversation today with Ira Wallace, who runs a seed exchange. This is really going to help a lot of you who are trying to figure out how to get around Monsanto and the kinds of seed that they want. All farmers, all everybody, everywhere, they want to, they're big bullies. So she's worked around them. She's got a pretty good story to tell, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. And then my commentary later in the hour. The Hemp Farmers Association. Every place you turn now. I find this very interesting. I went to a hemp growers conference out in Wisconsin this past winter because I had and still do have about 40 acres of land that I could use on my farm to grow hemp. I decided not to because we don't have a market yet. But boy, is this getting the attention of a lot of people. People who are produce folks, maybe people who have grown a lot of corn before, that sort of thing. They're looking for various ways of enhancing the value of the soil and getting a new product. And that certainly, I think hemp defines that, frankly. What I found out, I was amazed at all the things that have come from hemp. But I'm not here to sell you that. I'm more interested in you. If you have some land, I want you to help yourself to the information because there's a new association that has been launched as a result of this meeting in Wisconsin. And you find various, there's a an Albany, there's an Eastern U.S. Hemp Conference, and they're having a meeting next month in Albany, a get-together, spend the day, talking about what you can do. There's so much in New York State, man. There's a whole lot of land not being used for anything. Weeds growing on it, overgrown. And it looks to me like this is a very good opportunity, but you gotta, you can't go into it blindly. You really need the information. There's gotta be a market. You have to have the tools and the equipment. You gotta know what you're doing because even though you can plant the seeds with a corn planter, and you can probably cultivate it a little bit, there's a whole lot more to it. Educating the public as to what they're seeing growing on your farm. Some people think it's marijuana, and it's not. Hemp and marijuana are two very distinct products. They come from the same family, but as you may recall, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, Mitch McConnell, the old fossil that's the Senate president, introduced a bill to separate out all of the regulations that pertain to hemp, federal regulations, because you all know what a bunch of nutcakes Sessions and these other people that want to run around the country, keep people from smoking pot. I don't smoke it. I have no use for it. Don't want to, but if you want to, this is a free country. At least it ought to be. It's purported to be. So if you want to do whatever marijuana does to you, then you ought to be able to do it. Educate yourself one way or another. But to tell people in this day and age they can't use marijuana is folly. And so at least there's the federal government and Sessions focus on it. And McConnell felt it was important to separate the two because hemp shouldn't be in that category. So this Hemp Growers Association that has been formed, the organization supposedly educates and supports and helps protect, for the reasons I just explained, the hemp growers. They're going to, I think they're going to start regionally. They have this national group, as I talked about, but there are growers now that are organized in Colorado, Kentucky, Oregon, Montana, Minnesota, New York, North Dakota, Washington, and Wisconsin. I'm going to, I'm working on a committee here in Massachusetts that will do the same thing. I was interested in talking, one of the members of the board is Sam Armstrong, who's from Montana. He started growing hemp for seed in 2017, got 140 acres of it. This year, he's going to grow twice that much. He says the top priority for this organization is to protect the farmer because there's going to be a lot of ignorance that will be focused. It's a good cash crop, and it will bring about, I'm looking at a story of another guy from North Dakota who did the same thing, it'll bring about more successes. We need to do what we can because of the onslaught, the horrors, frankly, of what's going on. The other item in the news this week, the introduction of a bipartisan bill to recruit and train the next generation of farmers. This is part of the new Farm Bill. The Next Generation in Agricultural Act addresses challenges for young farmers. Biggest challenge is that you boobs in Congress are giving $638 billion to the big ag conglomerates that don't need a penny. Not one penny do they need or do they deserve. Instead, imagine what we could do to support the dairy farmers that are going out of business, the family dairy farmers all across the country. What you could do to support the produce people that are being attacked all the way around because the cost of seeds are going nuts because Monsanto is controlling that. And that brings us around to a focus on how to get around that. So if you're a farmer looking to not have to use Monsanto seed for any number of good reasons, then I suggest that you plan to spend some time, as Ira Wallace and I will be talking about what she's done with the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange in order to get around this horrible reality that we have, being bullied by Monsanto and Dow and Bayer and all the rest of them. So that's coming up in a matter of moments, 13 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your health and well-being. Those of you who work hard, farmers and their hours and what they have to do, no matter what whether it's getting up and down off the tractor all day, whether it's getting underneath a cow, putting a milking machine on her, whether it's planting seeds down on your hands and knees, your joints begin to get a little achy after a while. So my suggestion is that you get a hold of some krill oil, which is an important ingredient in krill omega 50 plus, along with the omega-3s from fish oil that are in these capsules. You get krill oil, which is great to boost your joint comfort and safety and protection. And you'll feel the difference in a week or so. The other side, the krill is for your joint comfort. The omega is for your cardiovascular health, to get blood to your brain, to your muscles, all your organs. Your doctor will love the impact of these two things on your body. Krill Omega 50 Plus, available now from Purity Products, free. Huh? Yes. How are they making any money? Well, they know you're going to like it. They know you're going to use it. They know you're going to come back, so they give you their first bottle free when you dial 800-355-1493. Call them now and order Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 gives you lots of energy and helps things in your body to sort of coordinate, if you know what I mean. The good cells collecting with the good cells. Claim your free bottle. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping. 800-355-1493. Put it to work for you. Krill Omega 50 Plus. Free bottle. 800-355-1493.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
BlueStar Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your shortlist of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
All right, 16 past the hour in the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Ira Wallace. Ira is a worker with the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange, which is a co-op. She coordinates outreach, education, new seed grower contacts, that sort of thing. So, Ira, what brought you around to this? What's your background as far as farming is concerned?
Well, I come from a long line of farmers, but by the time I came along, my family had left the farm, but we had a quarter acre in a lot in town at my grandmother's where we had a huge garden and grew food for ourselves and to share with our neighbors. So, yeah, that's it. My grandparents had been sharecroppers and they were led off to make money in the city working for the railroad.
So, your first experience with seeds, what do you remember about the first seeds you planted?
Well, I planted them with my grandma in our garden, and the first thing I can remember is planting crowder peas, because we really liked them.
Yeah, and
we had to sit around on the porch and shell them when we wanted to have them fresh in the summer. So I remember the first time one popped up, and it was beautiful.
Did you know where the seeds, did you actually put them in the ground with your grandmother, or did she always plant every year, and then you helped to have them grow, or you pick and eat them? How did you, did you remember holding the first seed in your hand and sticking it in the ground?
Well, yeah, I got to do that for being good. It was like a special privilege.
Well, really?
Because my grandmother was determined I was going to grow up and go to college. So my real job was doing well in school.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did my schoolwork, I was allowed to help mm-hmm. with the garden. So it was a very special thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a teachable moment in a manner of speaking, and thinking what you said, Gar, your job was to go to school from 8 until 4, let's say. And then after that, especially in the good weather months, you had the time, and you obviously had the interest, it would seem. It sounds like you love your grandmother, but you also liked fresh food. But you didn't know any different, did you, really? You didn't know from the store. You knew that the healthiest food grew in your grandmother's garden, right?
Yeah, and the tastiest as well.
Yeah.
So, that was... I was almost, in high school before I realized not everybody actually grew any food.
Mm-hmm. And now, nobody grows their own food. A lot of people are trying to. Some of the suburban folks, they grow a few tomato plants on some kind of outdoor window box or whatever they do. But most people are so removed from the source of their food. And then along comes you to have people understand that, there's a lot of this going on. There are great farmers markets. There are great opportunities in many communities now as more and more people take on 4 acres, 5 acres, 6 acres, and they can grow enough to sustain a group of people. And so the question comes on, where do they get their seeds? I want to follow along with Ira Wallace's exposure to different, what she thought about the first seed she put in the ground, and then we'll get more into her organization, which you can find online at southernexposure.com. That's southernexposure.com. You got a problem getting seeds, go to southernexposure.com and see what you can find there. We continue on the American Family Farmer.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Here we are, bringing you into the world of self-sufficiency in the form of this week our conversation about seeds, where to go. I'm on the website, Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. Is at southernexposure.com. If you haven't ordered your seeds yet, you should go there and see what you can find. There are 50 seed growers, and I think people, actually, Ira Wallace, don't even understand the thing I have on my farm. The problem I have is that so many people come, they don't even understand anymore where the food comes from. I'm talking about adults as well as children. So we have several different things. We have several different masters here on the American Family Farmer, because we do talk about the locavores who come get the food, want to see the food being grown, talk to the farmer, that sort of thing. But they also are interested now. The sophisticated person is asking where the seeds come from. As you go to Walmart or you go to Home Depot or a drugstore or something, and you see the big display for seeds. Those are all Monsanto companies. And so you don't know it because they're in these little packages. And you think, okay, Burpee Seeds or whoever it is. But those companies were all controlled by the big ag outfits, so they aren't pure, and they don't say anywhere on them organic. Whereas I think yours, I don't know that you actually say organic. When people come to you, what are they most excited about? Because there are heirloom and organic seeds. Do they know the difference, or do you blend them together?
Well, at Southern Exposure, we have been trying to increase the amount of organic seed as well as the number of heirloom varieties that are available to gardeners. So we offer over 500 certified organic varieties.
Wow.
And the way we get them is working with these small farmers to be able to grow the seeds. But our first mission was to preserve heirloom varieties. I mean, over 90% of the genetic diversity that existed in 1900 in commercially available seeds is no longer available. Yeah. You know, like you say, the big companies just gobbling up small companies has had a big change. The change in laws about patents, you know, and we all know that from GM's and genetically modified seeds, that they not only are bad, but they legally you can't save your own seeds. It really takes away our independence.
Yeah,
and so if you're,
if you're using Monsanto seeds, some people still don't know this, you can't save them. Even though I would tell them to go, you know, go screw, find me and sue me. What they have done that to the bigger farmers, some of them, they've put three or four farmers out of business every year because the farmers save the seed. Monsanto says, you can't save our seed. We won't let you save our seed. Well, who the hell are, you know, is stuff grown on my property? It's just amazing what the government has allowed to have happen, Ira. And I wonder how much people are nosing around what you're doing. You've gotten enough attention, so I wonder, you know, it won't be long before somebody starts chasing you around.
Well, we have spent a little bit of time chasing them around.
Good.
Yeah, we were parties to a lawsuit brought by the Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association and over 20 small farms and businesses like ours, saying that Monsanto's patents were, you know, illegal because they were not for the public good. Unfortunately,
right,
we didn't win, but we continue to try to encourage people to fight back in those legal ways as well.
All right, we're going to talk about that particular circumstance and other things that are in the marketplace. Ira Wallace from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange here on the American Family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After the hour now, the American Family Farmer Show with Doug Stefaniro. Wallace is our guest this week from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. We were talking about an encounter that she and her group had with Monsanto. So you said, unfortunately, you lost. What was the tenant, the tone of the suit?
Well, this suit was actually a challenge to their right to have utility patents that do not allow for research or for saving your own seeds, that this was against the public good. And so it would be against all of their patents. And the judge had the nerve to tell us that Monsanto had agreed to not sue any organic farmers, so we shouldn't be worried about their...
Yeah, nice of them. How swell.
So that was the way that it ended. But it did go up to, you know, the district court, and other people are continuing to, you know, challenge Monsanto's right to control our seeds this way. Seeds are what the food system, you know, depends on. If you don't have good seeds, you can't grow good crops.
And they want to control them all so they can control the food supply on the entire planet. That's what they want.
Yeah, they are, and they've been they bought an enormous number of small companies that used to be independent. You see all those different brand names. That's why you need to ask whoever you get your seeds from, who produces their seeds? Where do they come from?
Right.
It's what's just the, like, know your farmer.
What's the value of you having, let's help people understand, because people say, well, what's so wrong? Seeds are seeds. Why do we care? We get them from Monsanto, or we get them from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange? What's the difference?
Well, seeds represent the biodiversity that we need, and we don't think of it unless a crisis comes up. The one that people know about is the Irish potato famine, where they were growing, you know, essentially variations on one clone of potato. And, you know, thousands of people, actually over a million, died because of crops fail. And it doesn't exactly happen that way in the U.S., that you can have, you know, terrible economic disruption. You know, like in the 70s, there was a corn blight that, yeah, you know, took out a huge portion of the crop. And, you know, more recently, tomato blight. And in each of those cases, it's a variety that may not be so common and may not be, you know, the most productive, that carries those genes that are resistant to these diseases. And we don't know until the time comes for need which of the genetic resources that exist when you have a wide variety of seeds that grow in a wide variety of conditions, as opposed to a uniform one that will grow well with a lot of chemical inputs anywhere.
Right. I think the news media has done you a disservice, but that's understandable as well, given the fact that the amount of money spent by Bayer and Monsanto and Dow for advertising influences what gets covered and how it gets covered. So don't kid yourself. You think you're reading the news in your newspaper, and it's fair and balanced. It isn't, because these people buy their way. You don't have the money, but you are building up sort of an interesting following, and in that way you are changing the way we eat. For example, the Cherokee purple tomato. I have just begun to see these things. There used to be red tomatoes and yellow tomatoes, but now they're different colors. How did that come about?
Well, Craig Bucuye, sometimes known as the North Carolina tomato man, who took out so many of our traditional seeds that were samples were held in the USDA gene bank, and people started bringing him one, and this Cherokee purple tomato was one to try out among the hundreds that he was trying in the 90s. And he sent a sample to Southern Exposure Seed Exchange and said, very tasty tomato. However, it's unusual looking, so you might only find the adventurous gardener willing to try it. So our founder, Jeff McCormick, put it in saying something to that effect, and that it looked a little bit like bruised beef in color. Mm-hmm. But if you close your eyes and taste it, you just won't. You'll have it in your garden every year. And, in fact, that's what happened. Many people tried it who were tomato lovers, and instead of being a little different in appearance, signifying something untasty, it became a mark of pride with mm-hmm. Cherokee purple.
And I'm betting there are a lot of other examples of that, peppers and maybe corn and green things that all are part of what we originally grew here, pretty simply, pretty straightforward. You know, it's hard to find just plain yellow corn anymore, right? You can't find yellow. You just find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really pretty amazing. All right, you also have co-founded the annual Heritage Harvest Festival and Seed Swap that takes place at Monticello, which I think is very interesting. How much you have national and international participants in this? I mean, we're talking about America, basically, but they're in other countries. The hope here is that Monsanto, which is basically scoffed at in Europe, they've got no use for Monsanto there, and other parts of the country will continue with their seed outreach, and that stuff will get here, and we'll be using those seeds. Is that part of this festival?
Well, the festival, the Heritage Harvest Festival at Monticello, is a celebration of, you know, diversity and of Thomas Jefferson's gardening legacy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of the concentration are varieties that are here in the U.S., but we certainly reach out beyond that because this is a World Heritage Site. And so Carrie Fowler, who started the International Gene Bank at Svalbard came and was our main feature speaker 1 year, because this was sort of a backup in the permafrost in case bad things happen. And in fact, you know, the first withdrawal of seeds has been due to a natural disaster. So these are things where seed savers who all over the world, many of them from developing countries, work together to try to make that genetic diversity be backed up, as well as growing on the ground in all the different countries, trying to have farmers have freedom. We don't want the farmers like the cotton farmers, you know, in India who were tricked into stopping growing their traditional varieties. And then they realized they couldn't afford the chemicals and fertilizers that it took to grow these GM cottons. But then there isn't a supply of the traditional varieties available. And, you know, we don't want that to happen in this country. So our goal is to not only have seeds in the hands of gardeners, but have farmers realize that it's in their best interest to look for open-pollinated varieties and to encourage university breeding to provide improved selected varieties that they can save their own seeds from. So they, even if they choose to use hybrids at this point, that they have the choice of growing their own should conditions change.
I like open-pollinated. I have a dairy farm and I grow open-pollinated corn. Not easy to find that either. I find it on a farm in, well, there's three places I get it, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. Well, there's one in Illinois, too. You can still find it, but they're operated by older gents who still have the tradition. And as a matter of fact, there was one suit involving one of them who planted 50 acres of corn across the street from about 100 acres of Monsanto corn. And Monsanto wanted to sue him because when the wind blew, you know, what happens, there's cross-pollination, the wind blows stuff around. And they claim this guy was ruining their perfect seed. And what a mother of beauties. Ay, ay, ay. All right, we'll continue. Go ahead, Ira. You wanted to say something.
Oh, I was just going to say they hide the locations of their where their crops are and then have the nerve to be upset because we're cross-pollinating it.
Yeah, they're amazing. Really are. People don't understand how evil they really are. 45 past the hour, the American Family Farmer, Ira Wallace, is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. If you're not getting enough rest, if you do not have a good night's rest, you are restless, you don't fall asleep well, you can't stay asleep, you have a problem. I've had the problem. We've all had that problem. The way to fix it is to use pillows from MyPillow. Get new pillows so you can get a great rest every night. Great rest. That's what they're all about. And the fabulous offers that they have at MyPillow.com, everybody should be going and replacing the old pillows that you have. That's where you get started. And then there's so many other great things in their catalog. You can see them all at MyPillow.com. For example, we have two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at a special 50% off the regular retail price right now. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, two pillows plus two pillows is four pillows. You pay for two and you get four. Pillows come from 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. The fill is patented. It's amazing how you can shape the pillow so it fits your neck and your head. Every night, get a great night's rest. MyPillow, made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. Act now to get yours by going to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, and you get the 50% off, not only in the pillows, but everything else in the catalog at MyPillow.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the balance of nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
It's the American Family Farmer with a focus on the weather. The next couple of weeks, as we get into the real heart or heat, if you will, of the planting season, all across America and southern Canada and into Mexico, the weather looks quite favorable. Here in the northeast where I am, temperatures are pretty moderate, but there is above normal warmth continuing in some parts of the country, the Midwest and the Mid-South and the Southwest. But the outlook is for good planting. I see that 70s, 80s, 90s in some locations. But basically, the further south you get, the warmer. And that's pretty normal, I think. It feels in some ways like a very quick transition. And haven't we noticed this in the last few years? I know I've said this on the air any number of times. It goes from winter to summer, bingo, like that. And so with that, now things are drying out. Be able to get our planting done in the next month. I'm looking forward to that. And then into the haying season for me, corn season for lots of other people, taking care of the crops for the folks that are in the produce business. The decent rain systems will move from west to east. And this is going to be something across the north central plains that will take place between the middle of May and the end of May. So the Ohio Valley is going to see normal to above normal rain. Get the stuff in the ground and watch it grow, man. This is the most exciting. I feel like, or I sound like a kid, I know sometimes, because it gets so exciting this time of year to just get everything growing. So the weather data looks good. There are some, you know, tornado threats, the usual stuff across the Midwest, but get the stuff in the ground, man. Time to do it. All right, a couple of more minutes here with Ira Wallace from the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. Actually, there's another website. We were talking about that Heritage Harvest Festival. You can go to that, heritageharvestfestival.com. You've also written a book, The Timber Press Guide to Vegetable Gardening in the Southeast. Why just the Southeast? This is, oh, it's online, available online at booksellers, but the same principles go anywhere, don't they, Ira?
They do. But this particular book goes into details about planting dates and such for people in the Southeast, because many garden books are written for people in the Northeast and on the West Coast. And we thought, when I was asked to write a book by Timber Press, it seemed like, just for once, give the Southeast a little bit of respect. However, I have other people who have gotten it and said, if you adjust based on your last frost date, that the information works very well for people in other regions. And who knows, maybe I'll write another book, even though at 70, one wonders.
Keep up the good work. I think the age is just a BS number. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. It's how you're working. All of this stuff is going to keep you young. And you keep pushing the bullies around. Push back on the bullies. I'll help you wherever I can. SouthernExposure.com, Ira Wallace and her focus on all kinds of things, not just vegetables, but flowers and herbs and that sort of stuff. You can request a catalog by going to SouthernExposure.com. You'd be doing yourself a big favor if you like to grow really good, perfect, healthy food. Thank you, Ira. 10 before the hour, American Family Farmer. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Free order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
American Family Farmer. Check the podcast out every week. It's archived at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. A couple of hundred men and women who were at a farm show were asked about things that made sense, that made them feel good about what they do. Wisdom, if you will. So I'm going to repeat some of these very soothing ideas. Especially this time of year, we're all so busy, we don't take time to just think about where we are, who we are, and what we're doing. So I'm going to pass along the sanity soothers for farmers right after this. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom he didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, 56 past the hour, so I have some of these comments from farmers that were asked what positive wisdom has done to help you. A farmer from Amenia, New York said, know your strengths, hire people who do what you don't do well. From another farmer in Attica, New York, no decision is still a decision, so control your life through decisions. Another farmer in Pennsylvania said, don't be greedy learn to anticipate supply-demand changes. In Waltham, Vermont, never learn, this person's farmer said, never learn to do something you don't want to have to do. That's pretty good. Here's somebody, believe in God, don't smoke, work hard, love your woman. Pretty basic stuff. Here's somebody from Cambridge, New York, always try to leave things better than you found them. Another farmer said, if you don't take a step to improve, you'll always be a step behind. That's very good. This is such, farmers have such sage advice and thinking. Here's a guy from, Mifflintown, Pennsylvania. Be honest and clean speaking. From Canton, Ohio, life comes one day at a time. Live it that way. From Camden, New Jersey, smile. It's free and doesn't cost anything to give up. Another farmer said, help your neighbor and you'll be helped someday yourself. These are sanity soothers asked of a couple of hundred farmers at a farm show. Remember, most people are good, just not perfect. Another farmer said, the best manure is in the field, and I can't repeat the last part. It's about good manure. We smile. We all, those of us who are dairy people, or any animal people, we all know how good and important the good manure is. Endure the bad days, treasure the good ones, said a farmer from Clayville, New York. Another person from New Jersey said, stay ambitious, never lapse into laziness. Very important, obviously, on the farm. Involve young people in your operation. Yes. Somebody from Whittingham, Vermont wrote that. Everything is temporary, so be patient. Yeah, if you're having a bad year crop, why, next year will be better. From North Blandford, Massachusetts, farmer said, start each day with a positive event, positive thought. From Monrovia, New York, live for today. Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. Here's a good one. Every morning I wake up in rural America, not 200 years ago, not in Syria, Afghanistan, Siberia, North Korea, Mozambique, or Venezuela. So I laugh as the day begins. So, a bit of wisdom for all of our family farmers. We need to have a great outlook. This is going to be a good year. We keep ourselves together, working together for a common goal. That's the idea behind the American Family Farmer Show, aimed at helping family farmers, companies that are owned by families who are in farming, and the locavores who eat and use our products. Thank you. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where the podcasts are. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This program was edited by Bob Kaye Sound and Recording. Visit BobKayeSound.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.